Hey there, awesome humans. It's your boy, Dylan Brooks, back with another dose of Stoic Mindset Reset because, let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. And sometimes, even when we're trying our hardest to stay calm and collected, those inner critic voices just won't shut up. That's where self-compassion comes in, your secret weapon for navigating the rough patches with grace and resilience. Today, we're diving deep into the power of being kind to ourselves, especially when things get tough. Because let's be real, who hasn't been there? You know that feeling when you mess up royally, or life throws you a punch straight in the gut? It's easy to spiral down into self-blame and negativity, right? But what if I told you there's a better way, a path paved with understanding and acceptance? Here's the deal. Cultivating self-compassion isn't about giving yourself a free pass or excusing bad behavior. It's about recognizing that we're all human, flawed, and beautiful, and that setbacks are a natural part of life. Think of it as offering your inner critic a warm cup of tea and a listening ear instead of unleashing a barrage of insults. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion in even the most challenging moments. Number 1. Remember that everyone struggles. Seriously. No matter how successful or seemingly perfect someone appears on the outside, they're dealing with their own unique set of challenges. Remind yourself that you're not alone in this journey. We're all figuring things out as we go. Think about it like a giant support group where nobody judges, just understands. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative self-talk spirals start to kick in, gently acknowledge them without getting swept away by them. Imagine yourself as an observer watching those thoughts come and go like clouds in the sky. Number 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Would you berate a friend who's going through a tough time? Probably not, right? So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Practice offering yourself the same compassion and understanding you would extend to someone you care about. Imagine giving your inner child a warm hug and telling them everything is going to be okay. Number 4. Challenge negative self-talk. When those critical voices start whispering doubts in your ear, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, we base our judgments on faulty assumptions or past experiences that no longer serve us. Replace those negative thoughts with more empowering and realistic ones. Number 5. Focus on your strengths. Everyone has unique talents and abilities. Make a list of your accomplishments, big or small, and celebrate them. Recognizing your worth beyond your perceived shortcomings is crucial for building self-compassion. Think about it like highlighting the cool features in your phone. You wouldn't just focus on the minor glitches, right? Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Picture this. You're giving a presentation at work, and suddenly, you blank. You feel your heart racing, sweat dripping, and your mind goes completely empty. What do? Do you berate yourself for being incompetent? Do you spiral into a panic attack? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge that this happens to everyone, and remind yourself that you've prepared well and have something valuable to offer? Do you choose kindness over criticism, focusing on delivering the best you can in that moment? That, my friends, is self-compassion in action. So, remember, cultivating self-compassion isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey of learning and growing. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of kindness towards yourself. Because when you treat yourself with love and understanding, you create a ripple effect that touches every aspect of your life. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra self-love. Let's spread the Stoic Mindset Reset goodness one person at a time. Catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.